For a lot of kids today, or this week at least, the last day of school, which usually is cause for celebration. I know my son is super excited as he is about to. He is 8 minutes away from concluding his freshman year of high school. 3 years to go, he will officially, because he gets out at 12:30 today, he will officially be a sophomore in high school, which I always thought was one of the great years of life because that's when most of us turn 16 years old.
If well, you're, most all right, of us.
Not you, because you were...
I was a 16-year-old senior in high school.
You were ahead of the rest. Donnie was like Doogie Howser.
No.
Graduated high school, got his MD at 18, is incredible.
But for those of us, I got my first bottle of MD 2020 at 18. Yeah, you're right about that.
But for the rest of us, I mean, it's regardless of what age you're at, the last day of school is always exciting. Generally now, 2.5, 3 months of summer where you can sleep in, you can stay up late, you can hang out with your buddies. Used to be, before you could drive, you would ride bikes, go wherever, and it just never mattered, and summer is finally here.
I know. I used to always, like I've told you before, we didn't go on family vacations or anything. Right. We would just pack our stuff for, you know, 2-3 weeks a month and go to my grandparents' house that live right at Inwood and Lovers Lane. So that was our summer vacation, but we would take our bikes. So, you know, you have that excitement of just kind of waking up at your grandparents' house and going out for the day and riding bikes around Inwood National Bank and going through the drive-thru and laughing because you'd hear him say, can I help you, as you zoom by on your bike and things like that. That was always fun. I know the older I got, I was kind of worried about, okay, what am I going to do this summer? Because I was so young and I'm in high school and I'm not of working age. So, you know, kind of got tired of going to the grandparents' house if I'm a sophomore in high school or anything like that.
Yeah.
You kind of want to stay home. But then if the parents were out working and you're at home alone, like, hey, no company in the house or anything like that, so your friends really couldn't come over and just hang out inside the house. If they did, it was always outside playing and it's hot or anything like that. So I think the older I got in my high school years, I wasn't too happy about the summer vacation. I got my job when I was a junior in high school. So I was 15 when I started working at the bank, and I was pretty hyped about doing that. I'm making a little money over the summer, can buy clothes
sure.
for school and all that. But I remember the freshman and sophomore year when going to my grandparents' house got a little old for me. But then staying at home was, okay, what am I going to do? I am in high school, but I'm not of high school age. It was a little weird for me, I think. Because, like you said, you're 16, you're a sophomore, maybe you have your driver's license.
Yeah.
If you can go out and do what you need to do. And I was kind of stuck in that age of not really having anything to do, but grade of wanting to go out and do everything. So that was always a little weird for me.
Yeah, I had my best friends that were the same age as me lived probably, I mean, this is out before Rockwall had built Rockwall Heath, so we all went to Rockwall, but we didn't all live in Rockwall. Like, a couple of my buddies lived in McClendon Chisholm, and I lived in Heath. And so before we could drive, our parents would have to drop us off. During the summer, we'd spend the night at different houses a lot, just so that we could hang. But I did have, in the neighborhood that I lived in, I had a group of guys that were all 1 year younger than me, and we were all, like, out of school really good friends. Because those were the closest guys that lived close to me. One of them lived a street over, another a little bit down the street in my neighborhood, and then another guy that lived where we could ride our bikes if we had to his house. So it wasn't that bad. We would all hang out together, especially in the summer a lot, because it was walkable. And then my other buddies from school, like, hey, you know, come over, because there's kids that live in my neighborhood, and we would play baseball forever, just go to a park and play baseball. We would hang out, do stupid stuff at night where you just... We used to sneak out and do nothing, just to hang out. I mean, just sit in a field and hang out. Like, we didn't drink or anything. I didn't drink at all in high school. And I guess it was just because you wanted it to just last. And somehow I recognized that back then of, man, this is a really finite time in life. And I remember one time my dad woke up one morning and the screen on my window in my room was in the flower bed. And he goes, hey, did you sneak out last night? I was like, no, why? He goes, really? So this just happened? And I was like, he goes, go out the front door. I was like, oh, he goes,
yeah, don't go out the window.
Yeah, he
dude.
Goes, if you're going to sneak out, go out the front door and stop destroying my house. I was like,
man,
okay.
I love your dad. This story's about your dad. So great.
I know, but he was like, if you're going to sneak out anyway, Man, just go out the front door.
That's one thing I never, ever did.
Yeah.
Never snuck out the house, man. I don't know. I just
we did it all
too
the time.
Nervous, too
but then
afraid.
They knew, like,
and even if
that,
it was just to go outside or whatever, like you said, sit outside with your friends. Because my best friend lived across the street. We didn't go to high school together. As a matter of fact, none of the kids in my neighborhood who I grew up with went to my high school. So I guess it was sometimes it would be catch up time as far as you know, in the summertime. Hey, what's up? What's going on at your school or whatever? And you know, of course, that's the age where you're trying to talk to girls and maybe get a phone number.
Yeah.
And you're talking on the phone. Man, I was a big telephone user when I was in high school. Just calling whatever your buddies, a girl or whatever, on the phone and talking for hours at a time.
Yeah,
just kind of passing the time when you didn't have anything to do. Yeah, just specific chores at the house. And I would always try to get those done pretty early so I could have the rest of the day to do nothing. But then I started thinking, okay, I really don't have anything to do. So I can just, you know, sleep in and chill and do nothing and then wait and kind of push it a bit. That was kind of my bit as far as pushing the chores back to when my mom walked right in and I was done right at that moment so she wouldn't be mad. Yeah, it's kind of trying to find
fresh and clean.
Right, different ways to try to entertain yourself. But, yeah, I used to always, younger, look forward to that time. And then once high school hit, I was kind of like, eh, man, it's just too much time to do nothing. This idle time is just, it's not fun. And then I got that job at 15, and I was fine after that.
Yeah, once I started driving and I could hang out with my buddies more, but I did have a job. And so, you know, I had a part-time job during the year, but, man, in the summers, I swear it's like you worked full-time, essentially, because you're working a lot. So you weren't going to school, but you still had those nights with your buddies and meeting up in parking lots. Like, we'd play a lot of street hockey back then, which was a lot of fun in the evenings. And I remember one summer, so this girl that I went to high school with lived across the street from us, and I think she was a year younger, too. Her cousin came in to town one summer and stayed with them for, like, 2 months. And, of course, you saw her, like, oh, her cousin. And so, sneak out, be like, hey, you know, you'd see him during the day, be like, hey, you want to hang out later? She's like, okay. You know, and but all we would do is sit on the curb and talk.
Yeah, that's great.
Because you were too nervous to do anything.
That's what summer's all about, man.
You know, but stuff like that. And summertime is just so much fun. And one thing that I always thought was really cool when I was little, in elementary school and in middle school, my mom would always have, I forget what she called it, like summer fun list or something. And she would ask me and my brother, this is before my brother Mark was born. She'd ask me and Chris, what do you guys think would be fun to do this summer? And back then we'd say, I want to go roller skating, or I want to go to Wet n' Wild or whatever. And my mom, we each got to pick 5 things. And then throughout the course of the summer, once a week, we would go do something.
That's a really
that
good
we
idea.
Thought was
yeah.
really, really cool.
Yeah. That's a great idea.
And what, like I said, a couple of them are really silly, you
that's
know, but we'd go roller skating.
Yeah, that's what you
want
to have fun.
When you're 10 years old, that was badass.
It was arcade for us. And we would
like
have
that.
A
sure.
Six Flags day in the summer where we got to invite a friend.
Yeah.
To go to Six Flags, and I always took my buddy Russell. Hey, man, you want to go to Six Flags?
Yeah.
Like, heck yeah.
Come on.
So we'd go to Six Flags, and they just let us loose in the park. I'd be here back here at this specific time.
Yeah.
And we would cut up and have a grand time. We always look forward to Six Flags Day during the summertime. But, yeah, man, it's a that rite of passage, that moving up in age, and especially in high school, like you said, you're done with the freshman year. Sophomore year is kind of that – I don't want to say sweet spot because you feel pretty good about your junior and senior year. The senior year is just, you know, you're feeling yourself.
Dude, the summer
you
after senior year before chest. High school or before college is because you're an adult. You're 18.
Oh,
well, I was anyway.
Yeah, I'm not an adult. But
yeah, because okay, so last day of school. So last day of school, my senior year, I immediately went out and got my ear pierced.
Did you really?
I did. Because I was like, hell yeah, I'm 18.
I can do whatever I want.
I'm a college student. I'm going to get my ear pierced. And I sure did.
Man, I never did that. That was really big when I was in high school to get
my
ear pierced.
Yeah, I broke my ears pierced at one point.
Yeah, I didn't. I never did that.
And I don't know why, but back then it was a thing.
I think my dad was against it. At least I always blame him for not doing it. Maybe I was just scary Jerry just to go and get it done.
Yeah, I'm glad my dad was cool because, I mean, he could have just been like, no, I'm going to rip that out. But they did convince me, and I'm glad they did, because I wanted tattoos back then. But they were like, what if you change your mind? Earring, hey, get rid of it. Your ear grows
Hold
back, you're fine. But
right.
Tattoos last forever. And so I actually listened to that, and I waited till I was 30 years old before I started getting tattoos.
Yeah, I haven't I'm waiting on that first one.
Let's
of that
go.
Also.
I'll get more anytime you want.